The God of mercy is with us. He has ears to hear, a heart tender towards all his creatures, especially those who love him. Well, dear heart dwellers, this is a bit of a surprise, and a pleasant one at that, depending on how you relate to it. We have been granted more time, and I was aware of this. After last night's message and praying, I was aware that something in the world concerning World War III, something had shifted, something had changed. Lord, do you have something to say here? He began, the situation is quite convoluted, many, many dynamics, and I don't want you involved in depth, Claire. I know that frustrates you. I'm sorry. But if you keep going in this direction, it's the wrong direction. So please, don't try to figure it out. One thing I do want you to know, I am still in charge. What man plans for his evil agenda, I turn to my good agenda. This you can rest in. And I answered him, so in my thinking I can say, wow, this looks bad, but now watch Jesus turn it to good? Essentially, yes. Your prayers have resulted in Satan's plans not moving forward. And I was very curious at that point. I said, but does that affect the rapture? And Jesus answered me, it certainly does. You might as well be honest, Claire. That's your trademark, you know. My people, you have prayed. The world is waking up and beginning to respond. Those who had power over the world and its peoples because they were ignorant, those people are waking up and opting out. Not only that, they're siding with the opposition, which in many cases is being led by Christians. There is still judgment to come. But just as in Nineveh, when men repented, there is a massive grassroots movement of repentance going on. It isn't the kind of repentance that happens when a man is convicted of his personal sins. It's more a repentance linked to social sins, and they are asking themselves, what can I do to change this? Eventually, they are going to come to me. Justice will come to the surface, and it will be seen that evil men have stolen freedoms. Evil men have decimated millions. Genocides. Evil men must be stopped. There will no longer be the knee-jerk reaction, that is, cooperation with the elite when they push buttons and set up situations to provoke anarchy. Rather, men will reason among themselves and see they are being played. They will choose not to cooperate, even against their survival instincts. You see, I have released a grace to mankind on earth, the grace of seeing beyond the surface, transparency, seeing what is really intended by those in ruling positions. Not only will the people see, but they will make a conscious choice not to cooperate. This is going to impact the entire world, Claire. But Lord, what about the Chinese and the struggles in the South China Sea? I was wondering about this because World War II was begun on two fronts, which now I believe was orchestrated. So maybe this will delay World War III and the struggles for supremacy? I don't understand these things, dear heart dwellers. And I've been told not to research them, as you can see. But rather than researching, to know in faith that every evil plan begun by man that seems as though it's going to succeed will be thwarted by the Lord because we are praying. The Lord began, there are internal issues in China too, Claire. The infrastructure is weakening. So many things depend on other situations around the world, and they are all tied together. But China is beginning to lose internal strength. There are so many things changing because of prayer. Heart dwellers, you do not understand. Your prayers are powerful. You are changing the world. You and other Christians who have truly dedicated your lives to prayer and intercession, all of you, brought together are a huge force. It's not your power. It's your hearts that cry out, that release my arm of grace and justice. You have moved on my Father's heart, and many plans to annihilate the people of the world have flat out failed and will continue to fail. I told you this before about the elite's agenda and the Obama administration, that things would not go smoothly. Opposition and snafu would be met at every turn, depending on the depth and commitment to prayer. Yes, instead of it going to the right, it would go to the left. Instead of it going down, it would go up. Instead of it going around, it would go straight. Every turn would be opposed by events my Father has put in place because of your prayers. Do not persecute the prophets among you who have been faithful to warn you. You owe them your lives and the lives of your unsaved loved ones who still have a chance. Do not fall in with the unbelievers and ridicule the rapture or World War III or Revelation or anything like that. Do not be a naysayer. Rather, declare that our God reigns and that the prayers of the little ones, the simple ones, the God-loving people of the earth have broken the flask of their hearts and poured out the ointment of petition on behalf of the inhabitants of the whole earth. And the Father, who is pure mercy himself, has relented and chosen to give you all a window of opportunity, another chance for conversions, and to get it right. This must be your heart attitude, dear ones. God has been faithful to answer your prayers, and though the signs of the times continue, wars and rumors of wars, the worst has been delayed because you have worn calluses on your knees. I cannot tell you how long this delay will last, but I will say that one move depends upon certain core moves, and those have been thrown into confusion, and evil is being withstood. So the light is still with you. Work with me while you have the light. Do not sit around and wait for salvation to drop out of the sky. Work with me. And when this window of grace has been closed, you will know it. But don't stop praying. Many of you heart dwellers have been through a bit of hell this past month. Yes, it was so hard at times you told me you wanted to give up. But I have brought you through it, and you are wearing the victor's crown. You have run your race well. You are prepared and ready now for the next leg of the journey. You may look back on your sufferings and see that you have truly held your finger in that failing dike, and not only did you keep it from breaking, thousands of others lent a hand, and your Father in heaven repaired that dike, and now you can see what your sufferings have accomplished. Be encouraged, and know that your reward in heaven and on earth is great. Each of you has a work to do. Do not slack off in your prayers. You are learning just how powerful they are, and they continue to keep the window open. Continue to pray, especially for the rulers of this world and for their conversion. We are doing this together. You pray and we act. It's just that simple. Can't you feel it, dear ones? Can't you feel it in your heart when you cry out for Russia, for Israel? Well, if you can't, ask for the grace. Just ask and I will touch your heart. Ask for the grace of intercession. There is no greater job on this earth, no calling with a greater reward, no calling with a greater honor and respect in heaven than standing in the gap in prayer and intercession. This is the greatest honor any man or woman can have, to be called an intercessor. You hold the Father's heart in your hands when you lift them up in petition. His heart melts when he sees your sincerity and perseverance under the worst conditions. Don't stop praying. Don't get restless. Get to work. Do whatever is set before you, and do it as well as you can, as unto the Lord. Whether it be helping your parents or the elderly or a classmate or a fellow soldier, do it with love for me, and know that your reward in heaven is secure. And any time you love your fellow man in word, in deed, in action, and in prayer, you have done my perfect will. So do not complain that you don't know what your mission is. Your mission is to do everything with love for me and your brother. Forgive with love. Give with love. Serve with love. And you will fulfill your purpose on the earth. And for others of you who have specific missions, those too will become clear to you. I cannot tell you how long this will last, so take advantage of it now. Do not waste any time. You are the end times warriors. All of heaven looks on. You are greatly loved and admired. Persevere in love. Time will speed by as you are engaged in serving with love. And later you will exclaim, "Behold, he came quickly." And that's the end of his message. Well, my dear ones, I truly believe this is the Lord, and this world has been granted a bit of mercy. Let's not waste it. Will you please tell those who are expecting you to be raptured that it's still going to happen? But because of prayer, some evil things have been delayed. You do need to tell them something. And the truth is that our God answers prayers and he reigns. Men make plans. God prevents or approves them. And because of our prayers, he has delayed some terrible things. That doesn't mean that other things aren't going to happen, other judgments. It just means that some of the worst things that involved war have been forestalled. That does not mean natural disasters won't happen, although they may be somewhat lessened. It does not mean the book of Revelation will not be fulfilled. The book of Revelation will without doubt be fulfilled. The earth must be judged. And if you live this message today, you will be engrossed in the work set before you, to love in word, deed, and prayer, not looking for salvation to drop out of the sky and a ticket out, but will be fully engrossed in serving and loving. And the Lord did say, "I will come at a time you least expect." So as we live this message, keeping our hands on the plow, he just might surprise us all. And I was hoping for a confirmation on this message. And because Ezekiel's schedule is so different from mine, he just woke up and he told me he had a dream about flying. And in this dream, it was November and time of Thanksgiving. And tables were set for a Thanksgiving dinner. He was still here, and so was I. So I thought, that is probably a pretty sound confirmation, especially because Jesus was in the dream. There was healing involved with different people. So it really did carry the signature of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm thinking we're going to be here at least until then.